Office, Eric, or did Drake have off yesterday?
No, we didn't get off for Veterans Day, so I was in yesterday, in again today.
It's a 285, Kate.
Yesterday off, so it's my second day in the office this week.
Got there this morning.
I only ran into a brief closure on 85 South, had to get around, but northbound looked okay.
Yeah, that'd be nice for a change.
Seeing progress lately.
Got through there, and I remember when they had all the barrels there at the 80 and everything, and they were tearing up about 5 feet of the pavement there on the right shoulder, and then they just left it all dirt. I see people been pulling off there, and it was like getting stuck in the mud.
It'll firm up over time, I guess.
Reasoning was behind it.
You'll leave it.
You didn't want the big trucks parking there overnight.
DOT is pretty openly hostile towards truck drivers, so that wouldn't surprise me at all.
They would about half of those restrictions and stuff would get cheaper for us, right?
The truckers can't drive more than so many hours. They've got to stop somewhere and rest. And, you know, they're just, you know, really quick to start giving tickets if you're not parked at an actual, you know, designated rest area. So, you know, I see trucks parked on the exit ramps, entrant ramps all the time, and, you know, they can give you a ticket for that, and they do a lot.
And now I see that, like, at the big truck stops, you got to reserve a spot if you want one.
Pay for it.
For Ace Gag. Morning again, gentlemen.
N4 TFW.
What are you two, JKT?
And you gentlemen must be talking about trucks parked on the side of the on-ramps and off-ramps.
Morning, David. KN4 TFW.
Yeah, y'all pick it up and carry on. I'm just on my first cup of coffee this morning. KF4NXY.
In here, David, and before you go anywhere, I heard you call out for me yesterday, and I was with a customer and couldn't get back to you. Sorry about that.
Okay, I think I'd heard you and Shane maybe talking a little earlier, and I thought y'all might still be around, so I was going to speak at you for a minute.
I'm going to let you know I heard you. I just was in a place where I couldn't get back to you, but good to hear you this morning.
Well, what part of the county are you working in today?
Poinsett Highway, Cherrydale area.
Yeah, I've been playing on the computer the last couple weeks doing a thing called MacBid, and I'm going to pick up some junk today that I won. I may cool my jets on that a little bit because your winning bid is what you get it for. They add fees and some other junk to it, so it's a little bit misleading, but get some good buys. Anyway, y'all pick it up and carry on, and I'm going to get back to my cup of coffee, and y'all have a good day, and I'll be hanging around for a while. KF4NXY.
Enjoy that coffee, WTJKT.
Destinate already?
Still, it's this NC9V. Morning, Patrick.
Hope you're having a good trip down the mountain.
You, same old, same old. Heading that way. Everybody else is doing the same thing. Eric's going south, Ken's going north. What a group. He was getting off of the internet, but he was buying.
And I didn't get that last transmission.
That's what he was buying off the internet.
But he's buying, but that MacBids is an app you can download on your phone and you can bid on different stuff. Several of my customers have showed it to me where they've bought hot tubs and different things and just anything and everything you can think of, it could be on there.
Bid, Mary Alpha X-ray.
Mary Alpha Charlie.
Okay, max bid.
Okay.
Bring that new truck.
Most 30 miles on it now.
What's the biggest plus you like about it?
At least I can haul something and the AC works.
Thought about it. As long as the AC and the heater worked, I was okay. And they could get me from point A to point B.
Right now, I'm trying to see what kind of fuel mileage I can get out of it. You know, it's got one of those, you know, it averages it out while you're driving. I've got it up to like 15.8, I think. And then, but boy, if you stop for a second, let it idle, boy, that goes down quick.
That's the tractor trailer. It goes at 5 to 8 miles per gallon, excuse me.
Calling with my pickup, pulling my camper.
For some reason, it doesn't want to Bluetooth too good to my phone and that, but if I plug it up, it does the CarPlay all right. I haven't quite figured out all the bells and whistles on it yet.
Ken, sorry about that.
Go ahead, Eric.
About 12 with my pickup pulling my camper.
In the camper.
What did we come up with on my truck when we were pulling the skid steer?
To be honest with you, I don't remember, Leon.
Touch.
It's only like 10 pulling my camper.
I'll switch vehicles right quick. Y'all carry on, and I'll be back in just a minute. KO4HK, clear for now.
Where I need to be, fellas, so I'm signing with you. Y'all have a great day. Take care, 73. And be careful around that interstate. NZ9B.
Have an awesome day. Catch you later. KN4TFW.
Have a great day. I'm going to check out, too. I've got barely any copy on the repeater. I don't even know if I'm getting in. So I wish you guys a good day, and I'll chat with you later. This is W2JKT73.
73, Eric. Have an awesome, safe day.
Go. KO4HCAT.
Leon detonated, and Eric was losing the repeater, so he left out. KN4TF30.
Didn't mean to leave you hanging by yourself, Eric.
All right, I'm 7 or 8 miles out.
On this truck to warm up a little bit so I can get going.
It's going to be like 70 today and then get cooler during the week.
That means winter's finally getting here. Well, in some ways it would, in some ways it wouldn't. I feel sorry for all those people that are living in tents and don't have homes right now.
Snow's holding off. Man, I see Denver got hammered. Out there by the airport, I think they got like 20 inches.
Late this year, which means we'll probably end up paying for it.
And I saw pictures of I-40 completely shut down. And then I seen where they were, 25 was shut down. There was a lot of major interstates shut down. They were taking the trucks off the road and parking them in like Walmart parking lots and mall parking lots.
Did you see where the idiot drove around the barricades this weekend and off the where the road collapsed over in the gorge on 40?
I see that one. So what did they do? They went around the barricade and they ran off the road?
Oh yeah, look it up. There's pictures of it. Somebody, I don't know who or what, but they drove around the barricades coming east on 40 there through the gorge and then drove off over the bank.
So all you had to do is look on the internet and you could see that the eastbound lanes are just gone in wide places. I mean, you couldn't even get around it.
You had to move the barricades to get in there.
Fence is just completely gone.
don't even have to have common sense. I mean, just barely above breathing and you can understand that.
N4AZE.
Morning, KN4TFW.
Morning, Patrick. Morning, Ken.
KF4NXY. Negative, David.
Sorry about that, Dave. I'll call you David Tom.
So good this morning.
I know it wasn't. I mean, I was, right? Everything was doing good, and then that happened.
On this morning, I was thinking, what is his name? And then finally, Patrick blurted out his name. So it's like, yeah, that's right.
What happened? Did they ever see that person again that drove through the barricade?
Rescued him. Had to pull the car back up the bank. And, but if you're going to do something that crazy, and I think you ought to be billed for all that.
Sticker.
All that, but you got to be doing something wrong to not understand what the orange barricades on 40 are for right now.
Up their insurance, too.
Maybe they just didn't see it on the news.
They probably didn't have it done with the right pronouns, so they went on through.
What you up to this week? Kind of shenanigans is Miss Vicky keeping you out of? We don't want you there.
I never know what I'm going to do till the day gets here and then it happens. We really don't make any plans. Of course, now we have to go to a doctor or something. We know that ahead of time. But other than that, I don't think we don't plan anything. We just take it as it comes. You know, she'll say, you want to do this? I'll say, sure. You know, and there we go.
I'm right.
Patrick, more like each coming hour. That's how it goes. Oh, I think I talked with somebody.
At least you enjoy it.
And Dave, you're in Simpsonville, aren't you?
Country, southern end of Greenville County.
Country.
Yeah, it's nice and quiet down here most of the time. And some, you know, it's a little noisy with deer season. They've been out with all the gunfire. I would think they probably scared off more deer than they've been hitting. But anyway, it's It's pretty quiet most of the time.
Gunfire.
I hear a fair amount of gunfire, but you know, it's short lived. It's just for a few weeks.
New York done it.
Downtown Chicago or New York City, it'd probably be similar.
That's seasonal.
Saturday night.
Deer around here, you cut down on that stuff, put signs out. You know, they have deer crossing signs and they know where to cross.
I heard a fairly long involved joke about that, about the deer crossing sign, but I won't get in all that. I'm going to get back to the coffee, pick it back up with Patrick while he's still in here, and there's another fellow, Jody. Has anybody heard Jody lately?
Got this. To Jody, last Thursday was the last time I heard talk to him.
Hopefully he's doing okay. Yeah, I told him he needed to come down here and do some deer hunting, but I haven't heard from him in a while. Anyway, y'all carry on. KF4NXY.
I will, if we talk to him, tell him you're asking about him.
Yeah.
got you.
Yeah, pulling between the lines now, so I'm going to say 7-3. You guys have an awesome day, and then I'll catch you guys later. KN4, TFW.
And have a great day, KO4HK.
Be sure and stop for a little barricade and look at them close. For most people, it's not as bad as you think it is.
think I still keep a pretty good pace for somebody my age. I listen to some of these younger kids that I deal with, and they're whining and complaining about the littlest of things, and they keep them from hangnail. So I think I do pretty good for somebody my age.
Today's kids, they just don't have a clue. They don't know what's coming. Especially, we grew up eating better stuff because it's bad now, but they've been eating it their whole lives. The young'uns have all this bad stuff, and it's going to show up on them.
I've been trying to talk to mine about that, and one day he'll get it. But right now, he's not paying attention to those kinds of things. He thinks he's invincible.
They got to eat preservatives, stuff like that. I grew up eating, you know, paint chips and asbestos and all that kind of stuff you're not supposed to. And we come out fine. But today's preservatives, that can mess you up.
Paint now.
Yeah, everything like that we did. And we're fine. Kerosene and diesel fuel stuff, you know.
Gasoline, diesel fuel, you know, all the good stuff.
All these chemicals we were around, I was around all these years, had no effect on me. Chemicals I've been around had no effect on me.
About that, I'm around quite a few of them myself. Brake clean, ether, oil, tranny fluid, you know, diesel fuel, you name it, I've been around it.
Kind of chemicals all my life had no effect on me. Did I mention that? Barricades on 40 and somebody didn't pay it any attention. Was it?
Roger that. If it was, we'd remember it, right?
Fail to remember the important stuff, right? You ask yourself, honey, where are we going?
Quick, you'll forget where you're going. It's a good thing I run this route every day, or a different route every day of the week, and been doing it for 10 years, because there's days I'm sitting there, where do I go next?
That's about where mine started.
Look, seat, mash the skinny pedal, and it takes me where I need to go.
It's funny, it's like sometimes whatever you're driving is on automatic. I did it the other day. We were going to Easley, and there's several different ways you can go to get where you're going, you know, easy or not. My truck will automatically go out and take a left. And she said, honey, where are you going? And I said, oh, that's right, I need to go back the other way, don't I? Automatic.
I see that. Amazing, mine knows what day of the week it is.
So it goes wherever you need to go on the certain days.
Honestly, it does seem that way.
I like those deer crossing signs, right? I can see Tom or Dave sitting over there, and I've been talking to these two idiots.
Just enjoying the conversation.
I think that for me, he wasn't going to talk to us.
I wonder if he's going to come back in and associate with us.
Was it Tom or Dave? Do you remember?
Something about a tower. I don't know what that one was. Huh?
That'd be older than us.
Hearing ain't the greatest in the world anymore. I don't catch a lot of stuff.
Well, weren't we, Patrick?
Somewhere along there. I'm sure we were. It don't matter. We can do it now, though.
He lost his tower in this storm, you know. He lives in Newberry, but it bent his tower over, and he had insurance on it. And they've come up with like $35,000 to replace his tower.
KO4HGX. What kind of tower did he have?
It was a breakdown crank or. It did kind of, you know, crank up somehow, break down, and had a motor on. I don't know much about these towers. I just use a wire and a mag mount, you know.
Commercial tower for $35,000 he's putting up.
Yeah, maybe. I want to think it's something 45 maybe, and it's 60 or 70 feet tall. And he was talking about the concrete. He's got to pour new concrete, and they got to do everything's got to be done. You know, all the stuff. I don't know. Concrete out of the ground. And I said, well, I did ask him. I said, well, it's big ground level. Why don't you just cut it off right there and grind them off and let the grass grow? He said, yeah, he'll probably do that, but the insurance pays to have it removed.
He's gonna get one jam up tower.
What it was, I know that, because he sent me pictures of it, and I thought, wow, that's expensive for. I've got one little one I put up here at the house, and it was just where you stick one on top of the other, it doesn't crank or anything. It just, and I've got it leaning up against the back of the building, and I strapped it to the building. It's only like 35 feet, something like that, and I stuck it in there, poured concrete, mixed up concrete, and poured it in there. That was fun. Yeah, you ever done that? You go fill up a hole with concrete and you realize how much mixing you got to do?
Never done that. That was no fun.
One time, won't ever do that again. It was a 3x3 hole. It turned out I didn't even need that because I had it. It's bolted to the top of my building, you know.
That, I guess if you're bolting it, that. You need about half that, really, because you're adding a whole lot of strength up top there.
Thing up there, I just put I made a bracket with a pulley on it, and I run my cable through there, and I just, anything I put up there, I just hoist it up and down, you know, off the pulley, the bracket on top of the tower, so I never have to go up there for anything, and it's got no load on it.
David, I'm going to have to bail out of here. I'm getting close to where I'm going here, and I'm going to say 7-3 so I can pay attention here. But good to talk to both of you this morning, and maybe we'll remember what we talked about later on today. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now, 7-3.
Hey, if we don't, we won't remember. We'll talk about it again. It'll be all new to us. Have a good one. Catch you later in 4AZ.
Did catch. Part of what they were talking about sounded like somebody drove around the barricades up there in the mountains and slid off down the side, and they had to rescue the fella.
You know, that's a dummy for you.
Yeah, well, it wasn't real bright. I mean, yeah, lucky he lived through that.
Probably a liberal.
Yeah, that's a good possibility, too.
If things you could do, you might be a liberal.
The way I spot them is they're riding down the road in their car. They're all by themselves, and they got one of them masks on their face.
All about that. You're exactly right. Those are liberals, and they got their hair will be like green and pink and other colors too.
That's kind of an indication also.
People won't say anything about it, but I will. I don't care. Government wants to come get me. They come after me. I don't care. But, yeah, these people, when I wear my Trump shirts out, I can tell which ones are liberal. Not many of them, but they look at you. They give you the looks.
Things worked out the way they did on election day. Glad that's over and done with, and looking forward to the next 4 years instead of dreading it.
You had to put up with and go through. Yeah, I'm going to talk about them. My Trump shirt out, or let's go Brandon, whatever. Most people say, hey, man, I like your shirt. And the liberals, they'll just look. You can see them looking. You can tell they don't like it.
Deadly meddling in your life and no freedom to do anything. That ain't the way this country was set up.
Double just a little bit with you, but I got your point there. I agree.
Like I say, I'm going to finish off this cup of coffee and get woke up. Sun's coming up. I can see through the window and maybe find something out in the yard to do this morning. You have a good day, and I'll catch you a little later. KF4NXY, be clear on your final.
Possum Kingdom, I'm going to try to remember that. We'll catch you next time. Be careful. Have a good day. And maybe even catch you on later on today. I'll check in and see if anybody's out there. Toodles, N4AZE.
9W4FCM.